Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Masechus Nazir Daf Chav Vav, the fourth parak Misha Amar. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Chav Hey, Rabbi Yochanan explained that Halacha Moshe Misina by Nazir taught that unspecified funds for his karbanos go to communal nedavos. Here the Gemara proves that the same applies to funds designated for bird karbanos, which include a chatzas and ola, such as those of a matzor or zav. His statement is therefore meant to be that the halacha was taught by Nazir as well as obligations of bird karbonos, which similarly require multiple karbonos for a single cause. Yochanan specified Nazir to exclude the following case. Mishia Mukhuyev Chatas, Ba'amar Hari Alai Ola, someone who was obligated in Ochatas, and said, "It is upon me to additionally bring a voluntary Ola." And he designated money and said, "These are for my obligations. The funds are an indeterminate mixture of the two, since they are unrelated obligations. Therefore, the Braisa teaches he cannot use them for either an ola or a chatas." It concludes, "Mace, if he died and had unspecified funds, they go to the Dead Sea and not to communal nedavos." Point number two, Rava said that although unspecified Nazir funds are used for communal nedavos, im nafa d'mei chatas miminem, if the chatas money was removed from them, harin k'mefarashim, the remaining money is considered specified for the ola and shamim and is not used for communal nedavos if the Nazir dies. A brisa is brought in his support. A Nazir who said, "Elu chatasi, v'shar l'shar nazirosi, these are for my chatas, and the rest is for the rest of my karbanos of naziros, d'mei chatas yelchu yam ha-melech, the chatas money goes into the Dead Sea. Vashar yabi chetzi lo'ola v'chetzi l'shlamim, and of the remainder, half is used for the ola, and half is used for the shlamim, and it does not go to nedavos." The brisa continues that if he said, "These are for my ola, and the rest for the rest of my karbanos," then the ola money is used for the ola, and the rest goes to communal nedavos, since it includes unspecified chatas money. And point number three, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, "Loshanu el malos, the halacha, that unspecified money is used for nedavos was only taught regarding money. Of a behema harik mufareshes, but an animal which is itself not valid for his carbon, which was designated for his carbonus through its sale, is like it is specified, and the animal is left to die instead of being sold for carbonus if the nazir dies." Rav Nachman says that this is only true for an unblemished animal. Of a balas mum harik kastuma, but a blemished animal is considered unspecified. The Rosh explains that only money or goods that are easily converted to cash and thus equal to money have the halacha that their superfluous funds go to nedavos. An unblemished animal designated for a carbon, even one for which it is not valid, cannot be redeemed until it develops a blemish and is therefore not regarded as money. A blemished animal which can be immediately redeemed is like money in this regard. The Gemara records Malchokas if a bar of gold would be considered like money since it was generally used to purchase animals and not sold for cash, being of uncertain value. All agree, however, that a stack of beams for building would not be considered like money because they are only sold to someone in need of them. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On Daf Chaf Hey, Rabbi Yochanan explained that Halacha L'Moshe Misina by Nazir taught that unspecified funds for his karbanos go to communal nedavos. Here the Gemara proves that the same applies to funds designated for bird karbanos, which include a chatzas and ola, such as those of a matzor or zav. His statement is therefore meant to be that the halacha was taught by Nazir as well as obligations of bird karbanos, which similarly require multiple karbanos for a single cause. Yochanan specified Nazir to exclude the following case. Mishia Mukhuyev Chatas, Ba'amar Hari Alai Ola, someone who was obligated in Ochatas, and said, "It is upon me to additionally bring a voluntary Ola." And he designated money and said, "These are for my obligations. The funds are an indeterminate mixture of the two, since they are unrelated obligations. Therefore, the Braisa teaches he cannot use them for either an ola or a chatas." It concludes, "Mace, if he died and had unspecified funds, they go to the Dead Sea and not to communal nedavos." Point number two, Rava said that although unspecified Nazir funds are used for communal nedavos, im nafa d'mei chatas miminem, if the chatas money was removed from them, harin k'mefarashim, the remaining money is considered specified for the ola and shamim and is not used for communal nedavos if the Nazir dies. A brisa is brought in his support. A Nazir who said, "Elu chatasi, v'shar l'shar nazirosi, these are for my chatas, and the rest is for the rest of my karbanos of naziros, d'mei chatas yelchu yam ha-melech, the chatas money goes into the Dead Sea, v'shar yabi chetzi lo'ola v'chetzi l'shlamim, and of the remainder, half is used for the ola, and half is used for the shlamim, and it does not go to nedavos." The brisa continues that if he said, "These are for my ola, and the rest for the rest of my karbanos," then the ola money is used for the ola, and the rest goes to communal nedavos, since it includes unspecified chatas money. And pointing with you, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Woshanu Elamoz, the halacha, that unspecified money is used for nedavos, was only taught regarding money, of a behema harikim fereshes, but an animal which is itself not valid for his carbon, which was designated for his carbonus through its sale, is like it is specified, and the animal is left to die instead of being sold for carbonus if the nazir dies. Rav Nachman says that this is only true for an unblemished animal, of a balas mum hari kastuma, but a blemished animal is considered unspecified. The Rosh explains that only money or goods that are easily converted to cash, and thus equal to money, have the halacha that their superfluous funds go to nedavos. An unblemished animal designated for a carbon, even one for which it is not valid, cannot be redeemed until it develops a blemish, and is therefore not regarded as money. A blemished animal which can be immediately redeemed is like money in this regard. The Gemara records Machlokas if a bar of gold would be considered like money, since it was generally used to purchase animals and not sold for cash, being of uncertain value. All agree, however, that a stack of beams for building would not be considered like money, because they are only sold to someone in need of them. Alright, so now we go to Simmer Daf Chavav, and our standard simmon is a military coup. A military coup, so here goes. The hairy general of the military coup who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chattas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chattas money from a dead nazir's carbon fund. So he hid behind a stack of beams that were not easily convertible to cash. Once again, in slow motion. The hairy general of the military coup, that must be Murnduff Chavav. The hairy general of the military coup who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatz's obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola, which reminds us on Dav Chav Hey, Rav Yochanan explained that Halacha Moshe Misinai Bei Nazir taught that unspecified funds for his karbanas go to communal nedavos. Here the Gemara proves that the same applies to funds designated for bird karbanas, which include a chatz and ola, such as those of a mitzvah or a zav. The Gemara teaches that this is not the din in the case where someone who is obligated to chatz said, it is upon me to additionally bring a voluntary ola, and he designated money and said, these are for my obligations. The funds are an indeterminate mixture of the two, since there are unrelated obligations. Therefore, the Brisa teaches that he cannot use them for either an ola or a chatz. It concludes, if he died and had unspecified funds, they go to the Dead Sea and not to communal nedavos. So the hairy general of the military coup who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chatz obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chatz money from a dead nazir's carbon fund, which reminds us, Rava said that although unspecified nazir funds are used for communal nedavos, if the chatz money was removed from them, the remaining money is considered specified for the ola and shlamim, and it is not used for communal nedavos if the nazir dies. A brice is brought in support. A nazir said, these are for my chattas, and the rest for the rest of my karbanas of nazirus. The chattas money goes to the Dead Sea, and of the remainder, half is used for an ol and half is used for the shlamim, and it does not go to nedavos. So the hairy general of the military who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chattas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chattas money from a dead nazir's carbon fund. So he hid behind a stack of beams that were not easily convertible to cash, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Oshanu Elamoz, the halacha that unspecified money is used for nedavos was only taught regarding money, but an animal which is itself not valid for its carbon, which was designated for its carbonas through its sale, is like it is specified, and the animal is left to die instead of being sold for carbonas if the nazir dies. The Gemara records Malchokas if a bar of gold would be considered like money, since it was generally used to purchase animals and not sold for cash, being of uncertain value. All agree, however, that a stack of beans for building would not be considered like money because they are only sold to someone in need of them. So once again, the hairy general of the military coup who marched to the Dead Sea with a mixture of funds from a chattas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola learned that his nemesis was on his way after he removed the chattas money from a dead nazir's carbon fund. So he hid behind a stack of beams that were not easily convertible to cash. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Dav chav beis. So the simmer dav chav beis is a cab. So here goes. The woman in the hairy cab, that must be more daf chabez. The woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattas bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's afar of her nazirus, was retroactive, which reminds us, a brisa taught that a naziru became tameh and designated karbanas, and her husband subsequently revoked her nazirus, brings her chattas bird but does not bring her ola bird. The Gemara concludes that although hafara is retroactive, the chattas is brought because he holds like Rav Elazar Kapra that a nazir is called a sinner because he deprived himself of wine. This sin is sufficient to require to bring the chattas she already designated, although her naziris was voided retroactively. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattas bird for becoming tame, even though her husband's hafara of her naziris was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, which reminds us, the Gemara then proves that hafara only voids going forward from a brisa. Aisha shenadu benazir, a woman who vowed naziris, and a friend heard it and said, va'ani, and I, and the first one's husband was made for her naziris, she's permitted and her friend remains forbidden. Shmamina Baal Megaz Gaius. Learn from this that the husband cuts off for the future with Hafara, because if it voids Nazir's retroactively, the second declaration would not be valid since it was made based on the first. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her Chattas bird for becoming Tame, even though her husband's Hafara of her Nazir's was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a Nazira, so inspired the cab driver by their commitments that he forbid himself from taking their fare, making it forbidden to him like the meat of a shlamim, which reminds us, Marzuta, the son of Ramari, tried to prove that the case of the second woman's naziris being valid resolves the inquiry of Rami Bar Chama, who asked, if one says, Hari like Vasar Zebach Shlamim, Mahu, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of a shlamim, what is the halacha? Ki matbis inish bikar, matbis, does a person link with the initial forbidden state? O dilma betzina de matbis, or does he link with its final permitted state? The Gemara here understands the case to be before the blood was sprinkled and the meat was not yet permitted. If the vower means to reference its initial forbidden state, then it would be valid. But if he means to reference its final permitted state, it would not. Daf Chav Gimel. So the similar Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The Harry Kugelach champ. Kugelach champ. That must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The Harry Kugelach champ who was crying when he learned that he needed Kapar because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches that a Nazir whose husband was made for without her knowledge, and she transgressed Nazir's prohibitions, she's not liable to Malkus since she was not a Nazir, but the Pasuk teaches that she still needs forgiveness. Rabbi Kiva would weep when reaching this Pasuk and say, if someone intended for Chazer to come to his hand, and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher, but mistakenly ate kosher, Tom Kapar Vaslicha, yet requires atonement and forgiveness, as seen by the woman whose Nadarim were revoked, Amaskavan Lalas Biyadu Bas then someone who intended for pork to come to his hand, and it did, all the more so. So the Harry Kugelach champ, who was crying when he learned that he needed a kapar because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, looked up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem, while their father stumbled, which reminds us, the Pasuk ki yesharim darchei Hashem, v'tzadik miyalchu bam, because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them and the wicked stumble in them, refers to Lot and his daughters. They, who intended for a mitzvah, personify the righteous walk in them. But Lot, who intended for sin, personifies and the wicked stumble in them. So the Harry Kugelach champ was crying when he learned that he needed kapara because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, woke up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem while their father stumbled, and they announced, Aver l'shma k'mitzvah shelo l'shma, which reminds us, the Gemara revised the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's statement to say, Aver l'shma k'mitzvah shelo l'shma, an aver done for the sake of heaven is as great as a mitzvah done for ulterior motives. The Gemara sources this to a pasuk that compares Yael favorably with the Imaos. Daf Chav Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Chav Dalad is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The husband revoked his wife's naziris, causing the money designated for achatas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water. Hairy pitcher? That must be on Daf Chav Dalad, kud. The husband revoked his wife's naziris, causing the money designated for achatas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, which reminds us. The next mission delineates the laws of a kabbanas or money previously designated for naziris if the husband subsequently revoked his wife's naziris. If the animal was his property, teitzei vizir be'eder, he goes out and grazes with the flock, meaning it's chulin. If it was hers, the Gemara details what is done with the kabbanas or the monies left for kabbanas, whether they are specified or not specified. If she has specifically designated money, then the chattas money goes into the Dead Sea, parallel to a chattas animal dying. So, the husband revoked his wife's naziris, causing the money designated for a chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide her a wealthy man's carbon, which reminds us, our Mishnah can even go according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Adam may be carbon asher al ishto, a person must bring a wealthy man's carbon for his wife, for a carbon that depends on financial status, although she generally has no personal property. Beken kol karbonaseh she chayevis, as well as all of her obligatory karbonas. He holds that her karbonas are his obligation to the point that they even follow his financial status. Although it would seem that he would presumably disagree with our Mishnah, that his animal becomes chulin, Rav explains, Ki meshabed la b'milsa d'tzricha. When is he obligated to her? Only for what she needs, b'milsa d'tzricha. Whoa, but that which she does not need, he is not. So the husband who revoked his wife's naziris, causing the money designated for her chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide a wealthy man's carbon, got sprayed by the pitcher's contents when four rams that were not accompanied by bread rammed their horns into it. Which reminds us, the Gemara says, these are the four cases of rams which do not require their normal bread accompaniment. Shalo, v'shalah, v'shalach ha-misa, v'shalach ha-kapara. His, hers, after death, and after atonement. The factor common to these cases is that their carbon has transformed into a voluntary one, and therefore no longer requires the bread accompaniment. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. The eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech. 25th anniversary speech? That must be on Daf Chaf Hei. The eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified Nazir funds, which go to Kamino Nadavos, to buy his gift, which reminds us, a Mishnah taught that a Nazir who died and left unspecified funds designated for his Karbanos, they go to Kamino Nadavos. The Gemara asks below to make chattas muravim behen, but chattas funds are mixed with him. Since his karbanos include a chattas, the funds cannot be used for any voluntary carbon. Rabbi Yochanan answered, halachi hi b'nazir, it's halach l'mosh m'sinai, regarding nazir, that their funds are used for communal nadavos despite including chattas funds. Reish Lakish answered, the pasuk says, v'kol nidre v'kol nivosam, any of their vows and any of their pledges. HaTorah amra, moser neder yehil nadava. The Torah said that an excess of a neder goes for nadava, communal olos. So, the eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified Nazir funds, which go to Kamino Nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a Shlamim and a Tamura, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice of the Pasuk states, Raka deshecha sheyilecha unederecha, only your holy animals which you will have and your vows. The Pasuk speaks of the offspring and Tamura of Karbanos. About them, the Pasuk says, Tisu vase el hamakom sheyivchar Hashem. You shall take them and come to the place that Hashem will choose. The Brisa continues that one might have thought that they should be brought to the Mikdash and water and food should be withheld from them, so they die, similar to an excess chatas, and explains why this is not the case. So the eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified Nazir funds, which go to Kamino Nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a Shlamim and a Tamura. Before finishing and inviting his guests to watch him shech the ashim that was designated for grazing as a valid ola. Which reminds us, Rav taught an ashim which was designated for grazing, and he shechted it as an ola. It is valid as an ola. The implication is that the reason it's valid is because it was designated for grazing and removed from ashim status. But if it was not, it is not valid because the pasuk said, "Hu b'hava yosi yeh." It is an ashim, that it remains in its original ashim state until it is designated for grazing. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do we discuss what is done in a case where the chattas money was removed from a dead nazir's carbon fund? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 2. Which step do we learn aver lishma k'mitzvah shelo lishma? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which step do we learn if the husband was made for his wife's naziris and she had specifically designated money, then the chattas money goes into the Dead Sea? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which step do we learn a stack of beans for building would not be considered like money because they're only sold to someone in need of them? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 5. Which step do we learn that the offspring of Shlamim and a Tamur are brought up to the base of Mikdash? That's on Daf Chav Hei. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is if a person says, this is hereby forbidden to me, like the meat of a shlamin? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we want a mixture of funds from a chattas obligation and an unrelated voluntary ola go to the Dead Sea if the person dies? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we want a nazir who died and left unspecified funds designated for his karbanos, they go to Kamino Nadavos? That's on Daf Chav Hei. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we about the four cases of rams which do not require their normal lechem? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we about if someone intends to sin but does not, they still need forgiveness? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.